President Joe Biden's surviving son, Hunter, has reached a tentative plea deal with federal prosecutors. That's according to court papers. Under the agreement, Hunter Biden will plead guilty to two tax crimes and admit he lied on his application to obtain a gun. And this legal situation is, of course, happening against a very political backdrop. Joining us now to discuss all of this is NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there.
Hey, Carrie, to get us started, can you just catch us up to the facts of this case?
The U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, has been investigating Hunter Biden since 2018. And the current attorney general, Merrick Garland, gave him full authority to make decisions, including charging decisions. These court papers say Hunter Biden has tentatively agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges, a failure to pay taxes in 2017 and 2018. His representatives say that he paid back the IRS what he owed about 2 years ago. And then separately, in the gun case, Hunter Biden will admit he bought a gun in 2018 while addicted to drugs, which is a federal crime. His lawyer, Chris Clark, says it's his understanding the 5-year investigation into Hunter Biden is resolved. And Clark says, I know Hunter believes it's important to take responsibility for these mistakes that he made during a period of turmoil and addiction in his life. He's looking forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward.
Okay, and Carrie, is Hunter Biden facing any jail time here?
Well, in the tax case, he faces fines of not more than $25,000 and possible imprisonment for about a year on each charge. But a source tells me the DOJ is going to ask for probation. The judge is not obligated to follow that recommendation, though. And then in the gun case, Hunter Biden has agreed to enter what's known as a diversion program, which means he admits to the facts of the case. And under this kind of program, he's going to agree to stay clean for 24 months, perhaps submit to drug tests and supervision. And if he abides by those conditions for a couple of years, the gun charge will be dropped. But if he fails to follow all those rules, the prosecutors could use his admission against him in court later.
And Carrie, what has the reaction been to this news so far?
Well, former President Trump, who of course is a candidate for the White House again in 2024, responded to the news on his social media platform, talking about the corrupt Biden DOJ just clearing up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. He says our system is broken. But a White House spokesman for the Biden White House says the president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. And WANA allies of Hunter Biden say this gun charge is rarely brought against a nonviolent offender, especially after the Supreme Court last year upended the way courts deal with firearm restrictions. And the Biden allies also say these tax charges are rare, too, for someone like Hunter Biden who paid back the money eventually.
Okay. And, Carrie, news of this plea deal comes as Republicans on Capitol Hill are intensifying their investigations into President Biden's family. How will this case affect what's happening at the Capitol?
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, and the chairman of the Government Oversight Committee, James Comer, say they're going to go full speed ahead with their investigations of the Biden family. And it's not clear if the Justice Department is actually done investigating Hunter Biden. David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's a holdover from the Trump administration, says in a news release that his investigation is also ongoing.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thank you as always.
My pleasure.